The Money Show.
The Markets.
On to the head of macro solutions at the Old Mutual Investment Group, Peter Brook, who's on the line to us from Cape Town this evening. Market up, currency stronger, South Africa downgraded on negative outlooks from Fitch and from Moody's. It's like it never happened, Peter Brook. It was a terrible Friday evening nightmare. Except it is real, isn't it?
The market was quite weak on Friday, so in a way it had priced some of this in. But I think if you look at the rand today, it's remarkably strong on a day that the dollar is actually strong. So normally we'd be the inverse, so we'd have a weak day today. So actually it is quite a strong day for the rand in light of all of that. I heard you grilling Trudy earlier. It's an interesting one because obviously the downgrade now has almost no bearing because the passive money that was in the bonds has left. So now it's just business as usual. So you shouldn't expect an impact. The issue is, as you highlighted, which is that in the long run, we have a debt problem and we need to work very hard to slow that debt accumulation down. And the ratings agencies are saying we're not doing enough, and I think I would agree with them.
Yeah, we're not doing enough. And that's why, I mean, the public service wage bill is the important one. There's a court case on that. And then the budget, February budget, is going to be absolutely pivotal in showing our true intent as to how we are going to cut this particular piece of cloth. And it's a small piece of cloth, and it's already a G-string. I don't know what comes after that. It's a frightening prospect. Give me a perspective, please, on company results that we've seen today. I mean, Naspers shooting the lights out in so many respects. It's old-fashioned media assets and stuff still struggling, but the digital stuff flying.
Yeah, we actually had a really big day, if you think about Naspers and process reporting numbers. Obviously, with those companies, it's a bit of a lottery, quite frankly, in terms of what number they turn up with, because they're investing so much in terms of future growth that actually the profits are extremely variable. I think probably the big news there is, of course, the buyback. So that can now start operating and will be launched over and will take place over the course of the next year. But the very big discount that has opened up between Prosus and Naspers and Tencent means that there's an opportunity to create value buying back shares, and so that's a big positive. And in fact, I think we should look out for more of that from other companies, because actually, as we come out of this crisis and they start producing cash again, and in some cases we've got extremely low share prices, an obvious way to create value is to buy back shares.
Yeah, but it seems counterintuitive, especially in a world where there's so much digital opportunity to be had. As you go through those results, it looks like they should be buying up other stuff, but they clearly feel very differently about it. Well, the Netcare results, is there anything worth talking about there?
Netcare is a tricky one, Bruce, because the truth is this is a business that hasn't delivered in the long run. I mean, the price at the moment, R12.70 or so, is back where it was in 2011. So if you look forward, obviously operations will start to come back, so you will get a good base effect from this very depressed earnings at the moment. And so there's quite a fierce debate on internally at the moment is, are you attracted by the valuation versus is this a business that's going to deliver in the long run? Obviously, pressure in terms of medical aids coming through, and will people be, what people will be able to afford. So, still an open debate. But then we also had Pepkor's results today. So they actually did extremely well, in my opinion. Pep and Ackermans continue to grow market share. So that's a strong business. And their outlook statement was surprisingly positive. Surprisingly, the market actually didn't particularly respond to that. It was down a little bit, but it is one that I think is looking quite positive in the medium term.
Are you surprised seeing as much positive interest in South African shares as we are seeing at the moment?
No, not at all. I mean, we've been saying that since March, that these are some of the best opportunities we've seen in a decade in terms of the share prices. So, we've been buying those shares. obviously running multi-asset class funds, we had cash so we could buy in the market. And it's gratifying to see that the foreigners are starting to pick up some of that interest as well. And they're obviously the big swing factor because they've got quite a lot more money than us.
Peter Brook, thank you. Head of Macro Solutions at the Old Mutual Investment Group.